let me tell you, I'll start out with a story, and then I'll explain where I'm going. I got a call earlier this summer. I think I might have told some of you this. I got a call earlier this summer, and it was somebody had given my number to this man, and he's with this lady, and they're in a relationship, and they're having problems, and she got mad at him and threw him out, and he was at the hotel. So, you know, he's in pretty bad shape. So he calls me, and he doesn't say a whole lot, but he kind of tells the situation. You know how men are, they don't say a whole lot. They just kind of say, you know, we're having some problems, and, you know, got mad at me, and da 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 da. But he doesn't say a whole lot. So I say, okay. And, you know, I was giving you a number, maybe you could talk to us. So I'm like, cool. Now he's a fisherman. And so he goes out, and he's getting ready to go out the following week. So they go out on the boat 2 or 3 weeks or a month or whatever. And so they go out for a long time, and then they come back. And so he's getting ready to go out. And so he says, all right. And so I said, all right, I'll try to touch and meet with you guys later. The next day, the woman calls. Well, no, the woman is with him, and she, which, yeah, she does call. And so she calls, and she gets on the phone. And I said, hey, and I heard you are having a little struggle right now going on. And she, you know how women, she went on. And she went down the line, and I didn't say nothing. She spent 30 minutes, give me, and he did this, and so she laid him out. She made it clear. She went, and I'm like, okay, I got you. And so I said, I want to, and both of them, they came over to church, and they knew about God and all this stuff. So I said, okay, I'll try to meet with you before he takes off. And she said, okay. Well, she didn't say more than okay, but she said, okay. And so so I called back. I tried to call him. Well, he wouldn't answer. He didn't want to answer. He was trying to get to the boat before they meet. That was his idea. He thought about it, but he didn't want to have this meeting. She wanted to have this meeting. So Sunday, it was a Sunday, I got a call. Hey, you doing anything? I said, no. No, I'm sorry, Saturday. You doing anything? No. Come here. We're here together. We're back together. Come. And I said, all right. So I came in, I got there, got to the house, walked in, you know, and she was there, and she said, yeah, and he was this and that, and you know, he was this, and he's back there in the room. I'm gonna call him out. Hurry, come on out. He came out, and when he came out, he stopped and he looked at me. I had never seen him before, I'd never seen her before. I don't know them. No, I've been here a while, hadn't seen him. And he looked at me, and she said, yeah, he's here. And he looked at her, and then he looked at me, and he kind of gave her a look again. And so he sat down, and he kind of sat down. All right, okay, go ahead, fix this. So he got an attitude, and she's like, yes, 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 and here's what he did. Come here. She went on and on. Fix this. So that's what I came into. I didn't know he didn't know. She was ready. She was upset. They want me to fix it. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, OMG. Okay. And I said, okay. We got three things, we're talking about relationships, we're talking about making. And I said, we got three things. First thing, I told him, I said, the devil. So the first thing you got to do is you got to look at the devil. It's the devil who's fighting, who is causing the fight. You're fighting each other, but that ain't the fight. It's the devil who's lying. He's a liar. And he doesn't want you to be together. He doesn't want you to make it. And so he'll play a game. This is kind of like, you know, if you know, he'll hit you. And then he'll say, and he'll get out of the way. And he'll get right behind you. And you'll look at him, why'd you hit me? And so you'll go at her. Oh, no, let me do it. And the devil sits behind like, ha ha. Because I don't want this to be a relationship to work. And so I'm telling him, I said, you have to look at first who's behind this. It's the devil. He's a liar. He doesn't want you to be together. He doesn't want you to make it. He wants us to be isolated. They talk about solitary confinement when you can put somebody, you can isolate somebody. The devil wants that. He wants to isolate you. He wants you to get you. Because when you're isolated, when you're by yourself, you can have mental problems, you get depressed, you get anxious, you get fearful. You don't have to lose your social skills. If I can isolate you, if I can separate you. And it's all a lie because it's the devil saying you don't need to be together. And you got to look at the right person. You got to look at that person. It's not the person you're fighting. It's the devil. And the Bible talks about we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't fight each other, we fight the devil. First thing, you gotta look at the devil. It's the devil who's guarding this. You gotta realize who's in charge, who's doing this, who's behind it. Second thing you gotta do. And I told him this, I said, hey, listen, I'm not on your side and I'm not on your side. I'm not on either one of your sides. I'm on God's side. So what? So you who, you want me to beat him up and you want me to beat her up? Nope. I'm not on either, nobody's side, I'm on God's side. So number one, you gotta think about the devil. Number two, bank. This is the piggy bank, if you don't understand it. All right, this is a picture of the piggy bank. All right, listen, when you have a bank, you can't take out if you haven't put nothing in it. You can't take out if you haven't put anything in it. Loves. You remember the five, the five languages of love? Touch, time, words, deeds, gifts. You got to put something in. If you don't put nothing in, you ain't going to get nothing out. If I don't put some time in, I don't say something nice to you, if I don't do something for you, if I don't help you out, if I don't do anything, and then I come and I say, hey, I want this, I want you to give me this and do this for me, I have nothing in the bank. I can't take anything out because I haven't put anything in. And so when you have relationships, if you want to keep your relationship, you got to put stuff in. You can't take stuff out if you haven't put anything in. That's why God, what you sow, you reap. If you haven't put anything in, you can't take anything out. And what's happening, you're trying to take from him, and he's trying to take from you, and y'all haven't put any time in, or you haven't put any words in, or any gifts in, or any touch. You hadn't did anything. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. You hadn't put no patience in, hadn't put no kindness in, hadn't put no gentleness in, and then you want it back out. Whatever you put in, you'll get back. You can pull it out, but you gotta put something in the bank. Whatever you put in there. And you're trying to pull out, and you can't. And it's hurting your relationship. Last thing I told you. This is, you can't see the picture. It's a picture of a gun and bullets. And I looked at him, I said, this is your gun, your mouth is your gun, and your tongue, the words that come off your tongue are your bullets. And I said to him, I said, listen, if a police officer comes up, you feel safe. Somebody in the military, and they got their gun and stuff, you feel safe. Somebody with the FBI, with their badge, you feel safe. If a thief comes up with a gun, or a killer, or a murderer, or an enemy comes up with a gun, You feel unsafe. When I see you, you with your gun and your bullets, are you here to help me or hurt me? Are you here to protect me or shoot me? Life and death is in the power of your tongue. I can shoot you with my words. Got a lot of friendly fire. Y'all know what friendly fire is? Your own people shoot you. Y'all shooting each other. And so I told him this. And I said, hey, that's where it is. If you want this thing to work, some of the things you've got to work on. God talking to me. And I'm leaving. He said, Van, same thing in the church. Psalm 23. The Lord is my
shepherd.
Okay. So if he's the shepherd, what are we?
Sheep.
Two things sheep need. Sheep need a shepherd, and sheep need sheep. We need each other. We need each other. We need a shepherd, and we need sheep. That's why we go to church. Sheep need sheep. One of the things that's happening is Satan is doing a good job. You know, churches are going down. People are not going to church. Sheep need sheep. You gotta be with sheep. Sheep don't need dogs. It's good to have a dog. Sheep don't need cats. Good to have a cat. Sheep need sheep. God has set it up. The flock is the way we stand against the enemy, the wolf. It's when the sheep are together, we can make it. When the sheep are apart, that's when the devil can tear you up. We need each other. That's why you'll constantly hear me say, go, I don't care if it's here, but find somewhere. Find a place. I asked the Lord, because if you come to South Carolina, or you come down south, this is the Bible Belt, and you got churches everywhere, all over. I mean, you got churches in the mountain, you got churches at the beach, you got churches in the hood, you got churches in the rich, but you got churches all over. And I remember I went down, I was like, God, why we got so many churches? Got churches everywhere. You got big churches, small churches, medium-sized churches, white churches, black churches, pink churches. You got all kinds of churches. You got churches that don't say nothing. You got churches that sing. You got people who yell, holler, scream, fall down, knock out. You got churches that don't do nothing. They just wear nice clothes. You got all kinds of churches. And God, I'm like, God, why do you have all kinds? He said, so you have no choice or you have no excuse to say you can't find a church to fit you. I got every kind of church for every kind of person. Because sheep need sheep. You get stuck out there, isolated, the devil won't tear you up. We need each other. Find a place. I made all that. You find a store that you like. You can find a liquor store that you like. You can find a gas store. You can find a food store you like. Oh, you can't find a church? You ain't looking. You can find one. They're out there. Oh yeah, there's some crazy ones out there. Just skip past it, just like you skip past the bad store. And just keep going, find a good store. Find a good restaurant. There's some bad restaurants out there, but there's some good ones. And I know because I see you go. Find. Because sheep need sheep. We need each other. And we got to help each other. And the way God has set it up, we got to be a flock to stand against the enemy. And we got to know, and so we got to know it's the enemy. So when God starts to bring people in, starts to deal with people, we got to understand, number one, because you think about it, God is calling us to go and bring people to him? Is he calling people who got it together? No. They're going to be messed up people. So when they come in, they're going to be talking crazy and acting crazy. So how do we got to remember. Remember the devil? I don't fight them. I fight the devil. I don't get mad at you. I get mad at the devil. Because the devil is lying. The devil is saying, oh, you don't need him. He needs to get out of here. You need to leave. You need to get out of here. No. The devil is a liar. He wants you to be isolated. He wants you to be by yourself. You got to watch out for that. You don't want that. And when people come in, you pour into them. You pour into them. You invest in the people. We invest in everything but people. Invest in the people. Because when you invest in them, you can take something out. Does that make sense? And the last thing that we're talking about. Am I, with my mouth, helping you or am I shooting you? That's simple. Sheep need sheep. God has set it up that way. He's a shepherd. We need each other. And so, as God begins to bring people, we got to understand that. Because we need each other. I know, and I was there because from a relationship standpoint, when I was in college, I used to watch, some of you might know him, but there was a preacher I used to watch on TV called Fred Price, you know, that was my spiritual, you know, mentor and teacher and so on and so forth, and I followed him and all this stuff, but, and that was good for a season and for a time. But God had to get me to a place, the van. I understand. And to whom much is given, much is required. In other words, if you have the ability, you're held accountable. You can do more than you need to do more. If you're in a position you can't do, God has something for that. The van. TV pastor. It's good. There's no problem. Because you got some people that say, well, I don't go to church. That's good. You ever had a TV wife? Oh, wow. Yeah. This is my TV wife. She come on 8 o'clock every Thursday. That ain't a great relationship, is it? You ever TV children? Now, I know some of you would like to have TV children. You know, 8 o'clock Wednesday. 6 o'clock Wednesday. 6 to 8. That's all I got. You need relationship. A flock. If not, the enemy gonna tear you up. And yes, some people are in spots. Some people are in places like prison or nursing homes or hospice care. That's why I'm supportive of Rick and Carlene. Because they go too. They go to people who can't get, and two are better than, even if it's just one person. That's a flock. We need each other. I'm saying all this to say sheep need sheep. We need each other. The world, and I wish I could, well, I guess I could explain it like this. I don't know if you understand. The world is going down. It's going to get worse before it gets better. The world is going to end. It's going to fall apart. It's going to get worse. And then God's going to come back. So the world is going away. As the world is going worse and going away, we who are following Jesus are going up. For us, it gets better on the inside. Not necessarily on the outside. The world is a mess and it's going down. But we are going up because we're following Him. I'm better every day. I'm getting better. I'm getting stronger. I can see better. I can see it's going to be better for me every day. But I also can see how bad it is for the earth and for the world. But I'm following him. I'm following the shepherd, and I'm loving the sheep. Does that make a little bit of sense? Can you understand that? We got to love the sheep. We love the shepherd, but we got to love the sheep. Because that's how we make it. Because it's rough out there. Satan is trying to kill us. I don't know, some of you, I haven't had somebody, well, no, I guess I did have somebody try to kill me, but the worst I can get, if I can see what somebody just, they hate you and they're trying to destroy you, is a clutch of hair around you. Yeah. I mean, your people hate you. I mean, it's one of the things. You die! You're like, okay, they don't like me. The devil doesn't like you. And we're on his playing field. We're in his Satan. He don't like us. And he's trying to kill you. And all we got is our teammates. All we got is each other. We need each other. Does that make a little bit of sense? Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us and watching us. We need you, Shepherd. We need you, Jesus. But we also need each other. Show us how to love each other. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, y'all be blessed. I love you guys.